Hello everyone and welcome to another IA Demo Cast. My name is Aaliyah and today I am here with Michael Dowies.
Hello everyone.
And we're going to be not quite doing an unbox cast, it's more of a setup cast. It's already out of the box. We are going to be talking about, what is this, Michael? This is an Ecovax.
It's a Ecovax D-Bot N79S robotic vacuum.
Robot. I mean, we always knew Michael was obsessed with robots, but this is very similar to a Roomba. Actually, it's slightly thinner than their last Roomba that I saw. It's about a foot across in diameter.
It's round.
And it has actually, instead of the touchscreens that a lot of Roombas have, has a switch and buttons. And it seems to be, the registration process at least, was very usable with VoiceOver on iOS. So I'm hopeful that the rest of this app is going to be very usable. So I am going to go ahead and turn it on.
But the one thing that's really exciting about this is that when we get ready or done with this, it will work with the Echo devices.
Yes, indeed. So hopefully we'll be able to demo that as well and demo the skill.
It also has a remote control where you could actually drive the thing, which...
Yeah.
How cool is that to be able
nerdy.
To drive your vacuum?
So I can go direct it to go under that desk where all the crumbs and detritus from my second semester of college is, you know. Go clean, monkey.
So there is a switch on the side, and the button on the device is the auto button.
Right, so it will start cleaning if you press that. I'm going to go ahead and flip the switch on. What's that?
That is the tones to let you know that it is now on.
Oh. Okay.
Now,
is there a button on that remote to tell it to go to its dock?
Possibly, but I want to see if I press a button if it moves.
That's just
So
you're making it spin.
Yeah, the buttons will rotate it. That's interesting. So now, and it has a light to direct it. I'm going to press the play pause button and see what it does.
And it's going
to
run into me.
No, it's actually pointing the opposite way.
Oh, okay.
Well, play pause did not do anything. I guess that's if you have it on a certain mode.
Huh. Interesting. I wonder if one of those, like I said, I wonder if one of those dock buttons will send it back to its dock.
Let's see.
Where's it going?
So, there's a few buttons on here. At the top left, there's a picture of a house, which I guess that's to vacuum your house. I'm going to guess, and then...
Maybe not. Maybe that's... Is that the dock button?
I don't know, but it went out the opposite way to go to its dock. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let's just press random buttons.
Ah!
It looks like the vacuum has a certain spot, but it sounds like high-powered.
Yeah, it's high-powered. That must be a spot cleaner.
Yeah. So there's a schedule button, Wi-Fi. I wish I knew what button was to go to the dock.
It sounds confused.
It does sound confused, doesn't it?
That was a fun beep.
Right? Not sure what that does. So...
Now this.
So where do you have it stock?
Right here on my left. Unless I'm in its way.
I don't think so. So what I think I'm going to have to do is get my phone and actually look and see what the pictures are instead of actually guessing at this. Because that might be more useful for the application of the show.
Right. There is.
So it shows, the top left button shows a picture of a house with a power indicator. So let's just go and press that.
Yeah, I'm guessing that's the dock control.
It's going really slowly back to its dock.
Okay. I guess.
That's cool.
And it has turned itself and seated itself, I believe, properly so that it can charge, I think. No, well, maybe. I don't actually know. Hey, you're trying to eat your own cord. Stop it. Go home. You might have to hit its button again.
Yeah, I don't know where it's going.
I don't know where it's going. I was trying to get the cord out from underneath. It's... Where is it going?
I think it was doing a turn. I don't think those wheels allow it to do a good long... a short turn.
There. Now it is seated properly.
How can you tell?
I felt it click. I had my hand on the dock, and it didn't have the cord stuck in its wheel.
Ah.
So it's docked now, and I'm gonna go ahead and pick up my iPhone, which has the Ecovacs app installed.
Press the Wi-Fi button.
Yeah, go ahead and do that. I'm gonna... And there's an add a robot button. The other things on this screen...
Page one of button. Nav mark button.
There's an unlabeled button in the top left, which I'm not sure what it does yet.
Nav mark button.
And another here. But what we're interested is...
Scroll down to refresh. Your robot list is empty. My robot list is empty. Add a robot button.
Is the add a robot button.
Add a robot black button. Select an Ecovacs robot. Heading. Select the robot to connect. Atmobot 600 down 50. Dbot 900 series. Dbot M80 Pro. Dbot M81 Pro. Dbot M86. Dbot M87. Dbot M88. Dbot Mini 2. Dbot N79.
That's that one, right?
See if there's an N79S.
Dbot N79S/SE/T/W.
That one.
That one.
Dbot N's black button. Network setup. Connect to Wi-Fi. The robot doesn't support 5 GHz Wi-Fi and enterprise network. To switch Wi-Fi option, tap. Change Wi-Fi button. To Chopolis, text field. Password, text field.
We've entered the Wi-Fi password, which it weirdly shows in plain text. I don't care for that, but okay. Let's go next.
Next, black button. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. Setup wizard. The robot. Set up with turn on power switch on the side of the robot.
That's done.
Next button. Next. Press and hold the network setup button on the remote control for 3 seconds. After a beep sound, the robot will start to connect and the Wi-Fi indicator light of the robot will start to flash. Click next.
You did that, right?
Next button. Back black button. Network setup. Connecting to Dbot.
It sounds like it's saying connecting to Dbot.
Do not run the app in the background. Do not run the app in connect network setup. Connecting to Dbot.
If it doesn't work, I'll do the button again.
And remember, we had some trouble with the Instant Pot. I think that has to do with the Google Wi-Fi's band switching. And we may have to try it a second time.
Network setup. Connecting to Dbot. Do not run the app in the background. Do not run the app in...
and hold the button again just in case.
I wonder how it's trying to push this information across.
Because... probably Bluetooth LE.
Yeah, probably.
Connecting to Demos. Do not run the app in the background. Do not run the app.
I'm check and make sure there's nothing else on the screen.
Connecting to Demos. Do not run the app in the background.
We have a lot of college students for neighbors, so you podcast listeners get to hear them having fun.
Apparently. Celebrating the end of finals? Or the start of them? One of the two. Dreading the start of them? Not studying? I don't know. Goodness.
Network setup. Setup completed. Debut. Complete button. Complete button.
And complete. Let's see if I tap on him. We have actions. Weird. I didn't check them. I should have.
Up, no, back, right, no, up, nor, dimmed, button.
Oh! There's a remote... a version of the remote
up, nor,
dimmed, on the screen.
Button, left, left, nor, dimmed, up, nor, dimmed, but, right, nor, dimmed, button, back, nor, button, back, nor, button.
I think.
Back, nor, right, nor, left, up, nor, battery. Status. Standby. Dingshi. Button. Icon more. Button. Debut. Ike. Dingshi. Button. Volume. Speak word. Character. D-I-N-G-S-A-I.
I don't know what that button is.
Mm-hmm. Standby. Status. Battery. Up nor. Dimmed. Left. Right. Back nor. Auto. Button. Edge. Button. Spot. Button. Room. Button. Charge. Button. Charge. Button.
Okay. There's some well-labeled buttons and there are some bad-labeled buttons here. Let's see.
Icon list. Debut. Debut.
Quit.
Standby. Dingsh. Icon more. Button.
Let's go to the more.
Icon more. Back black. Setting. Vacuum power. Cleaning schedule.
Aha.
Consumables usage. Rename. Find debut. Find debut.
Oh, you can find it. I wonder
press
if it...
that.
Find debut.
Oh, that's cool.
Nice. That's actually really nice.
It has some really nice features.
It does. Let's see.
Rename.
Let's see if I can
cleaning, vacuum,
review some of this.
Vacuum, back black, vacuum power. Cleaning schedule.
Cleaning schedule.
Cleaning, back black, cleaning schedule. Cleaning schedule. No cleaning schedule. Add button.
And let's add.
Save. Cancel button. New schedule. 15. Picker 18. Save button.
And you can pick the times. These are pickers. Wow. This is actually fairly accessible. I don't know that it was intentionally so, but it's fairly accessible. So if I set it, for example, to run at 1 p.m. every day.
18, 7, 6, 5, 4, 13, 15, 4, 13, 10, 6, 6, 0, 0, 0, 4, 0, 0, 1, 0, 0. Button. Sunday. Repeat. Repeat.
Repeat.
Back black. Repeat. Selected. Every Sunday. Every Monday, every Tuesday, every
Monday. Oh, okay.
Selected. Every Tuesday. Select. Every Wednesday. Every Thursday. Every Friday. Selected. Every Saturday.
So let's just set it to run every day at 1.
Selected. Back black. Repeat. Back black. Button. Cancel. New save.
And save.
Save. Dimmed. Back black. Button.
And it beeps to acknowledge.
I like this beep to let that. That's nice.
That is really nice. I think some of this was intentional, as far as access goes, but I'm not sure the app was intentionally built like this.
This is very, very, I mean, like, everything from the controller, everything to the beeps and everything is just a well-made experience.
Right. It's pretty good. I've got a cleaning schedule. Let's see if I can set some other things. Vacuum power?
Back black. Max. The setting is only effective in the auto / single room clean mode. Max. Selected. Standard. Save. Button.
We have standard and max powers. The max power, I'm assuming, will drain your battery quicker.
Mm-hmm.
But. Save. You can change
vacuum
that accessibly.
Cleaning. Cleaning.
consumables?
Consumables. We're going to look in here.
Black, black. Consumables usage. Selected. Side brush. Button. Main brush. Button. Filter. Button. Service life remaining. 94%. 100%. 0%. Note. Replace accessories when there is less than 5% service life remaining. Reset. Button. 1% night serve filter but main selected main brush selected main brush filter service life remaining 97%.
That's really cool.
Filter,
see this?
Selected filter service life remaining. Service life remaining 97 94 90 service life service.
There are two filters in here apparently.
90% percent 100% 010 note. Replay. Reset. Button. Reset. Button.
That's really cool.
Black. Black. Button.
I wonder if you could. You know, TJ has a Roomba, right?
Yeah.
I wonder if he gets this kind of.
I don't know.
You know, but even some of the cheap Roombas, I don't think you can get a Roomba at $150.
I think you can. There are some.
An app. The cheaper Roombas I've heard do not work.
Roombas.
With the
Roombas.
Roombas.
Rename. Find Debus.
I wonder what should we name it.
I don't know.
Hoover. No.
No. Depends on how long I would like Techopolis cleaning droid.
Or just cleaning droid.
Cleaning droid.
Cleaning droid.
Find Debus. Rename. Rename. Black. Black. Rename. You can Debus. Text field.
Oh no no no.
Text. Delete. Delete. Cap V L L Cap V Cap C L E A N R N G D R O I D. Text field is editing.
So that will be cool until I go to activate cleaning droid.
Rename.
Oh my god. I wonder if the app does notifications about what your robots are doing. Because I would be interested, because especially if we're out.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can just log into this account on your phone. Mm-hmm. Like, that doesn't matter too much. But I wonder if there's a user's.
Black, black.
Let's see. What else
icon
have we got here?
Icon more. Dingshi button. Icon dingshi button.
What's this button do?
Black black setting. Vacuum power.
Oh, that's also a setting button.
Cleaning consume rename. Find Debus. Find Debus. Black black. Icon list. Cleaning droid. Ignore. Dimmed. Batter status. Standby. Dingshi. Icon more. Button. Black black setting. Vacuum power.
That's weird.
Black black.
Button. Two buttons that do the
icon,
same thing.
Icon list. Cleaning droid. Icon more. Icon
list. Let's go to the list.
Button. Navmower. Button.
And
pull down to refresh. Cleaning droid. Pull down to Navmower. Button.
In
Navmower.
Here.
Dimmed. Back black. More. Heading. Account. Blunt. Change password. Button. Language. Button. Help center. Button. About. Button. Contact us. Button. Log out. Button. Log out. About. Help. Language. Button. Change password. Account. Blunt. Cap. More. Head. Account. Account.
What can I do in here?
Nope.
That's not actually.
Back black. Button.
Tackable.
Navmower, cleaning droid.
What's this
Navmower,
unlabeled button?
Back black. Select an Ecovax robot. Heading. Select the robot to connect. Atmobot 600.
Oh, there's another add button.
Back black. Button.
So, I would be interested to see if there's a way to get notifications from it. So, now we're going to try to get the skill running for the Echo. So, Michael, can you unmute the Echo over there? It's
yeah,
muted.
But you will have to, we can enable the skill.
We're going to have to link it, though.
Yeah, we're going to have to link it to your Ecovax account from the actual app.
Alexa, enable Ecovax.
Do you mean Ecovax Debot?
Yes.
Okay. Here's Ecovax Debot. Please link your Ecovax Debot account on the homepage of the Alexa app. I have sent you a card there.
That's awesome.
That's cool. Okay. That's how a lady normally handles logins like that.
Yeah, but it's just nice that it just automatically brings you there.
Open Amazon Alexa.
Amazon Alexa. Menu button. Weather forecast for all. Alexa, good night. Evening,
yeah,
71 degrees.
Afternoon.
Oh no.
Alexa,
I actually don't see it. Darn it.
Now in Aaliyah's account.
Yep. Alexa, enable Ecovax D-Bot.
Okay, here's Ecovax D-Bot. Please link your Ecovax D-Bot account on the homepage of the Alexa app.
Weatherful.
I have sent you a card there.
Evening 7. Alexa, good night. Set a routine to turn off. More option. Alexa, remind me to do long. More. Get reminders. More. Execute spot. Harry Potter. Continue playing. Execute Spotify. Continue. See and continue play. Alexa's ability. More. Develop ISIS. Alexa's ability. Proy. Ellipsis. More. Develop ISIS ability training. A code of Google fundraising.
What is this?
Add item.
Stuff.
App switcher. Amazon Alexa. Amazon Alexa.
Let me close it and bring it back.
App switcher.
Because I'm not seeing the card.
Safari. Active. Actions.
Open Amazon Alexa.
Amazon Alexa, select evening. Alexa, good night, sir. Good evening. Help and feedback. Menu. Help. Weather forecast. Afternoon is set. Evening. Night is set. To get the most out of this skill, please link your account.
There it is.
Link account. Button. Link account. Button. Weather forecast. Evening. Weather forecast. So.
Excuse me.
Ask Alexa. Tab. Not. Weather for night is 62 degrees. To get link account. Button. Alexa, link account. Button.
Thank you.
Email. Text field.
Alright, so I've logged into my account and it prompted me to select the D-Bot that I wanted to control with my Echo. So, now I have...
Would you like to save this password? You can view. Save. Never for this website. Not now.
No.
Button.
Stop it.
Back. Button. Ecovax D-Bot. Image. Ecovax D-Bot. Has been successfully linked. What to do next? Right or wrong? Try saying, Alexa, ask D-Bot to start cleaning.
Ah!
Okay, now your D-Bot is cleaning.
That's creepy. Okay, phone, please don't activate my vacuum for me.
That's awesome, though.
That's hilarious. As you can tell, it's fairly quiet. It's not terribly loud. It's quite nice, actually. Reasonable to talk over, reasonable to work while it's running. That didn't sound good.
You've got a cable.
Yeah. It does. I swear if it's the cable for that stinking tree. Come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Stop, 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 stop. Alexa, ask D-Bot to pause.
Okay, your D-Bot has stopped.
That's fast.
Yes, it is. Come here. Come here. I don't know what it had. Had something, but it had. It was pushing around some shelf brackets, but.
That's probably what it was.
This vacuum will push things around. If they're on your floor, it's going to find stuff and bring it with it. So...
Why don't you start it up again?
Yeah, I will. I'm just getting up off the floor. Alexa, ask D-Bot to start cleaning.
Okay, now your D-Bot is cleaning.
And there it goes.
80% battery power. Charging. State smart light.
Yeah, it sounds like it does. I'm gonna see if it'll just iron itself out. Still got something, but I think we can safely end the show here. Very nice. It doesn't mention Google Home integration, which is a little sad, but hopefully they will do
and
something
this is
about
an
that.
Amazon choice product.
It is,
and it's a bestseller.
$160, and it. I don't know that it would manage well in a larger house necessarily. But I think in a one-bedroom apartment, it would be fine. So, while it's making its rounds, Michael, where can people find you online?
People can find me producing content for iAccessibility and listening to vacuums. And you can email me at MikeDoise, that's MikeDoise, at iAccessibility.net. And I'm MikeDoise on Twitter. If you want to find me on Facebook, you can follow me at MikeDoise. Or you can find me as Michael Doise. I'm watching as this thing comes up under my feet. And you can find me at MichaelDoise.com and all over the web.
All right. And you can find me, Aaliyah Dudley, producing content for iAccessibility. You can email me at Aaliyah, that's A-L-E-E-H-A, at iAccessibility.net. And you can follow me on Twitter at BlindCowgirl199. You're about to hear all the wonderful ways you can get in touch with us. Don't forget about our Slack community, iAccessibility.net/Slack. Thank you so much for listening. Bye,
everyone.
This show has been brought to you by the IACast Network. We love hearing from you. Email us at feedback@iAccessibility.net. Got Twitter? Follow us at iAccessibility1. Facebook, search for iAccessibility. Download our free apps for iOS and Android, and keep up with all of our content at iAccessibility.net. If you'd like to donate to our show, hit the PayPal button on our website and get early access to our outtakes with a donation at patreon.com/iacast. Thanks for listening.
Copyright 2019, iAccessibility, LLC.